the headline was a mere two words: Tsar assassinated. I walked slowly back up the stairs, reading as I did so. The first few paragraphs informed the readers that in St. Petersburg, on the previous morning, Tsar Alexander II had travelled from his palace for his weekly inspection of the troops. Whilst his carriage was being driven along the embankment of the Catherine Canal, an anarchist, a member of the Narodnaya Volya, or People's Will movement, had hurled a bomb under his carriage. It exploded, killing one of his guards and injuring several pedestrians, but the Tsar himself had been spared. Tragically, he got out of his carriage to inspect the damage, and whilst he was standing on the pavement, another anarchist rolled a bomb under the horses and towards the Tsar. The explosion had torn off the Emperor's lower legs, cut into his stomach, and lacerated his face. He died soon afterward. Having served on the front lines of a battlefront, I had seen my share of arms and legs blown asunder and shrapnel and scrap metal cutting into men's bodies. And yet I was horrified. The English people had been given the impression that Tsar Alexander was the liberator who had freed the serfs and was slowly bringing Russia into the modern age. The Russian people were about to get some sort of a parliament for the first time in their history. Supposedly, the Tsar was popular with his...